this witch church, we're all going to tap into 2023 vibes together. We're going to do a little 2023 vibe check. And it's good because, you know, I've been doing some year ahead readings, and it's year ahead reading season, but I've been kind of noticing a similar theme in everybody's year ahead reading, and it's not coming through exactly the same way for everyone, you know, because everybody has a different chart. However, there's like this overarching theme, I feel like, when it comes to what 2023 is about and why 2023 has a different frequency than what we have experienced in the past 3 or 4 years. And the something that was coming to me was that the past 3 years have been a lot about Saturn. We've had pile-ups in Capricorn. Then we had the great conjunction in Aquarius. You know, Saturn has gone through Capricorn. Saturn is nearing his end of his journey in Aquarius. Both Capricorn and Aquarius are Saturn-ruled signs. At one point, we had the nodes in Cancer Capricorn. So if I could describe the last 3 years, we've really felt Saturn. I think Saturn has kind of been the star of the show, if you will, in the past couple 3 years. And that is also why there's been so much foundational uplifting we've seen politically, socially. We've also seen that in our own individual lives. Like, how many people do you know have completely changed their life in the past 2 or 3 years? Like, how many people do you know, because of the alone time that, you know, the pandemic made us have with ourselves, you know, people got a divorce, people got married, people came out as queer, people, you know, had to address the debt that they had to pay off, people started going to therapy. These are all, like, there was just this collective addressing of structural imbalance, which again is very, very Saturnian, right? And now that we're going into a new era with Saturn in 2023 and a new era with Jupiter, I am really excited for this because it's giving vibes that is giving vibes. The phrase I keep using, and this is a little bit crass, so sorry if your kids are listening or whatever, but the phrase I keep using for 2023 is fuck around and find out. And that hasn't been the vibe for a long time. The vibe has been Saturn, structure, suffering, getting to the root of X, Y, and Z, building our foundations super, super, super slowly. Nothing has come in super, super fast over the past couple years either. And now, you know, in March, Saturn moves into Pisces. And this is the first time in a long time where Saturn is not in his own sign. Saturn is going to be in Jupiter's sign. And where is Jupiter in 2023? Well, for quarter one and quarter two, Jupiter will be in Aries. Jupiter is in Aries as we speak. So there's just this vibe of Saturn kind of having a different frequency. Saturn in Pisces isn't so much about material structural changes, but rather it's Saturn, the planet of structure, in the sign Pisces of mysticism and things that are intangible. So what does the planet of structure do, you know, when structure is intangible? Well, then our new structures kind of become about our faith and our hope when it comes to what we've been building. 2023 will test our faith in our dreams because of Saturn in Pisces. 2023 will test our faith in ourselves because of Saturn in Pisces. But also, Saturn in Pisces is such a gift because it reminds us that we can't keep building without a why. We can't keep building without meaning. So there's just this like beautiful thing happening where the past few years, you know, I just was listening to Cameron Allen do a 2023 forecast yesterday, and he was talking about how Saturn in Aquarius and Capricorn has been like loss of faith in the collective. And I think that's so true. Like, I think we've struggled with faith and we've struggled with compassion. We've struggled with seeing hope or optimism, not necessarily like criticizing us, right, for not feeling the most optimistic during a panini press and a political uprising. You know, like if you have felt hopeless about, you know, the state of the world, I think that's completely fair, right? But there's something here about this year that compassion and that meaning and those existential reasons for living, you know, for going on our path, they're coming more easily to us. And that brings me to Jupiter in Aries, because again, Saturn in Pisces starting in March will be answering to Jupiter in Aries, at least for quarter one, quarter two. Let's just go over quarter one and quarter two, okay? we'll get to quarter three, quarter four at some point. But what does Jupiter in Aries do? Jupiter in Aries is the fuck around and find out energy. It is Jupiter in the sign of autonomy. I think there's a lot of permission to really do what is best for you and your happiness. And this is when Saturn and Pisces kind of mixes in. Like, it's almost this frequency shift from like suffering and just making it through. And now we're turning in a corner where we're like believing in our happiness again, you know, or we're believing that we can get to a frequency of joy. And one of my favorite, I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but one of my favorite YouTube channels is like the Ballinger family. I don't know if anybody has watched that at all. Like Colleen Ballinger, her brother Chris and Jessica and their kids, and then her sister Rachel. Like, I watch everything. I watch like all of their vlogs. Mostly, I will say, like, I love their family dynamic, and I feel like it's kind of healing in a weird way for my inner child to watch their family vlogs. So if you're into, like, watching YouTube vlogs, go to, like, Colleen. I think her YouTube channel is just Colleen Vlogs or Colleen Ballinger. She plays the character Miranda Sings, if anybody is familiar. Okay, so I was watching one of her vlogs, and she was talking about her son, and her oldest son. And her oldest son apparently, like, had, like, a little, like, scratch or something. And the Band-Aid fell off his arm, and he went up to his mom, and he was like, mom, my like Band-Aid fell off and I can't find my owie anymore. Which is like really cute, like, I don't know, little kid thing to say, like, oh, my Band-Aid fell off, I can't find my owie anymore. But he said that, and I was like, that is Jupiter in Aries. With this sort of fuck around and find out energy, we start getting more active. We start saying yes to more. We also start to get more spontaneous. I think that's something in 2023 that is kind of special and makes it kind of makes it distinct from the past couple years. There's a sort of arrival back to the ability to be spontaneous. The ability to wake up and be like, yes, I'm going to do that today. Yes, I'm choosing fun today. And as we do that, it's almost like we're busy and we're doing things that bring us joy. And we're saying yes to things that we didn't imagine ourselves saying yes to. We might even be taking risks this year. I actually think everybody gets to take a couple risks in 2023 with this Jupiter and Aries transit. But as we're doing that, we get so busy and wrapped up in this that, like, one day, like, we sit down and we realize, like, oh, my Band-Aid fell off and I can't find my wound anymore. I hope that metaphor makes sense, but there's something about the past couple years where I think we've been very hyper-fixated on the wound. And I think that actually has been required of us with Saturn in Aquarius and Capricorn, Jupiter in Aquarius and Capricorn. There has been some sort of requirement to look deeply at ourselves and our wounds. Many of us have spent some time in the past couple years having a hermit's cave kind of experience, going to therapy, addressing a certain trauma that we've never felt ready to address, but, you know, there's something that has been uprooted, you know, and we've been just kind of looking at the wound, though, for a while. And suddenly, as this Jupiter and Aries, Saturn and Pisces vibe comes in, we get more attuned to saying yes, finding our joy, finding hope, finding faith, being spontaneous, getting on a one-way plane ticket, you know, selling our car and buying a van. Like, I don't know. Like, I think people are going to be doing things that previously the past versions of themselves would have, quote-unquote, never done. This is the year of sort of doing things that you never thought you were going to do, right? And as we do that, it's the perfect recipe for healing, because part of a healing journey is sometimes getting so wrapped up in, like, your own optimism and your own joy and your own spontaneity that you don't even realize the scab fell off. Sorry, that's kind of a gross, metaphor, but, like, oh, like, my bandage fell off, my scab fell off, and, like, my wound, I can't find it anymore. Or what was before a gaping, you know, a gaping, like, scratch that, you know, I had this bandage around, and, you know, if I took the bandage off, it might get infected, and I needed to, like, check it a lot, because this is, like, a hole in my body, you know, so I have to check it. We're going from that to, like, oh, my bandage fell off and I didn't even notice. Like, I healed this, or, like, I feel more healed in this era of my life, and I didn't even realize it until now, you know? Or, oh, yeah, actually, the work that I've been doing, there's been so many times when I thought nothing would ever pay off, and suddenly something happens, and I'm like, huh, okay, I kind of have changed. You know, like, that's kind of the first and second quarter of 2023. Like, realizing that we don't need to have this huge bandage around the wound anymore. And it's not even something that we have to consciously think about. It's more just letting it kind of fall off. Like, as we move in more alignment and as we say yes to more things and step into the frequency of spontaneity, it just falls off. You know, it's kind of like the stitches that dissolve. Like, it's like the dissolvable stitches just dissolve. That kind of feels to me what's happening. Now, the other thing I'm thinking about with the mix of Jupiter in Aries and Saturn in Pisces for quarter one, quarter two, one of the questions I have for some of you, all of you, is, are your wildest dreams really that wild? That has been coming through. And there's been a few times in sessions the past few weeks where clients have shared with me this quote-unquote wild dream of theirs. And they think it's, like, completely unrealistic and just, like, you know, some fragment of their imagination. And I'm listening to what they're saying and I'm thinking, it doesn't sound that wild to me. Like, it doesn't sound that improbable that that would happen. Or, like, yeah, it sounds like, in order to fulfill that dream, it might, you know, I don't know, like, it, yeah, like, all manifestations take work, but it doesn't seem impossible. Like, it's been like that. And there's been, like, a weird thing mirroring in my sessions where it's like, again, someone's like, oh, I have this wild dream that I'm so silly for even thinking it, but it won't get out of my head. And I'm like, I mean, it doesn't seem that wild. Like, for instance, like, someone brought up this idea of, like, having a goat farm where, yeah, they have, like, all these goats and you can bring kids there and it can kind of be, like, a healing nature experiential farm for kids. And, like, according to this person, that was, like, you know, so wild. And I'm not making fun of this person at all. But, like, it was so improbable. And me, I'm sitting over here. Keep in mind, I do have Saturn in Pisces natally. So I do often, and I have Jupiter in Sagittarius. So I do often listen to people's dreams and think, like, okay, I think you can do it. Like, you know, like, I am the hype man. I am, like, a cosmic hype man. But I'm listening to her, the goat story, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound that crazy, to be honest. I mean, someone already invented goat yoga. You know, that even sounds more wild than what you're talking about. So if someone can make goat yoga a thing, why can't you, you know, find a way to make this healing goat children farm situation thing happen? Like, and I don't mean to be, like, underestimating the amount of work and manifestations or, like, the work or the sort of discipline that goes into making our dreams happen, because there are certainly sacrifices that we may make in 2023 in order to, you know, continue on our path. And I think all paths require sacrifice in some way, whether you're going to take the path of your wildest dreams or you're going to take the path of, like, complete conventional you know, conditioning. Like, either way, there's sacrifices in both of those things. But what, just, I just want you, y'all to consider the question, like, what if my wildest dreams aren't that wild? And how would I go about this year a little bit differently if I stopped the narrative that this is just, like, a completely irrational idea? And what if I sort of let in the idea that this could be completely possible for me? That feels to me like something that comes through about 2023. So that's kind of my vibe check, my friends. It's sort of this mixture of Saturn finally not being in a Saturn-ruled sign. And that kind of directs our energy more on a more intuitive, metaphorical level, where we're more focused on faith, optimism, hope. And then we've got Jupiter and Aries answering to that Saturn and Pisces in quarter one and quarter two. So we're saying yes to more. We might be taking on a little bit too much, I will say, with Jupiter and Aries. Like, it's much easier to say yes with Jupiter and Aries than to say no. But at the same time, I think we don't have to worry about that too much, because later this year, I think once Jupiter enters Taurus, it'll all kind of sort of balance out. But I want to know, yeah, like, what risks are you thinking about taking this year with this Jupiter and Aries transit coming your way? I think we all need to take one risk at least this year. And, you know, not forcing anybody to do something, you know, completely out of their comfort zone. But I do think a risk would, I think Jupiter would be on our side, you know, in this risk-taking endeavor. In fact, Jupiter, I think, rewards the brave. Jupiter rewards people who are able to believe in their dreams, and I think that's something that comes through. Ellis, you said, I'm hearing Impossible from the 1997 Cinderella, because these dumb, daft, dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes. Impossible things are happening every day. Oh, I love that. Oh, I'm gonna screenshot that. That's such a good little quote. Katie, you said your risk is writing a book? Yes. Okay, I think there's a lot of us in this community are going to start writing our books this year, I think. And Katie, you said my words of the year, spontaneity and discipline. Totally. And that is so Jupiter and Aries and Saturn and Pisces. Like, finding the balance between spontaneity and discipline. And I think that one of the ways we could become a little bit out of balance with Jupiter and Aries is, like, totally throwing caution to the wind, like, overspending or, you know, not having, I don't know, like, not having a plan in place, or, like, completely, like, veering away from things that we've been working on for a while, or, like, losing our discipline. So I think, like, finding some kind of balance between spontaneity and discipline, like, okay, I'm writing a book this year, but I'm also going to take this spontaneous trip to somewhere that I've always wanted to go, but I'm bringing my laptop with me because I do think that I'll find some kind of inspiration, you know, through this endeavor, right? that's kind of my take on that. And Lauren, you said this is really validating. I'm publishing my memoir this year and launching a therapeutic writing program. Okay, there we go. See, that feels like such a good risk. It feels like any risk that we will take this year, it's not actually that big of a risk, because whether you know it or not, your subconscious has been building up to you taking this risk for the past 3 years. You know, so just kind of think of it that way. Like, even though the conscious mind or the ego might be like really jarred by this potential spontaneous decision, on a subconscious level, like, what if your subconscious has been, you know, I don't know, like, leading you into taking this risk for a while? St. Vesta, happy Cancer full moon to you. Casey, you said, I'm going full-fledged into my nonprofit to support women's economic security. Okay, there we go. That's beautiful. And I think that, you know, even your phrase, Casey, like, going full-fledged into something, that feels to me a Jupiter in Aries situation. Like, I'm ready to commit fully, or even more fully, to something. Let's pull a little treat. My roommate got me the mini Wild Unknown tarot for Christmas, and I love it. So let's pull from this. All right, so any messages that Spirit can give to us when it comes to the vibe check of quarter one, quarter two of 2023? Mother of Pentacles. Okay, so love it. Queen of Pentacles, Mother of Pentacles, whatever you want to call this card. I think what we're doing with the Mother of Pentacles is we're rethinking what security really is. And when we do take a risk or make a spontaneous decision or do something that is a little bit out of character for our own lives or how we set up our own lives, it's a reminder that, you know, you will always have security within yourself if you are working towards the journey of self-trust. Like, as long as you have trust with yourself, you have security. And security, yeah, it is about material resources, and I'm not going to sugarcoat that. You know, we live in a human world where we have things like money and, you know, I don't know. But at the same time, I think this card is reminding us that we have like an infinite amount of security within our own selves that comes from sort of like our inner mother or, you know, our own inner partner that we have inside of us, or like all of the things that we've been working on, the sort of creation of new stories, creation of new affirmations, all of the wounding, the sort of tending to the wound that we've been doing the past 2 or 3 years. It's like, I think we're safe to trust that we have learned a lot from that, and that as long as we sort of continue to cultivate this inner sense of security, it will sort of be the trampoline into us taking some more wild risks that we haven't been able to before. Yeah, I can definitely show the card again. For those of you who are listening on the podcast, the Wild Unknown has like this mama deer and this baby deer as the sort of Mother of Pentacles. So I don't know. I just get this sense of inner security, inner strength with this. Let's see what else comes out. any other, I feel like there's another message that wants to come out. Any other advice when it comes to 2023? Okay, we have Mother of Swords now, or Queen of Swords, but she came out in reverse. And that's interesting to me, because this is coming through as a confirmation that 2023, we're not meant to get, it's like we're not meant to be so attached to the rigid structures that we have needed to survive for the past couple years. Like, we're slowly meant to be kind of changing. Our structures are kind of getting a little bit more fluid, which is very Saturn and Pisces. Like, think about this. Okay. Some of you may relate to this. Like, in order to not have, like, a mental breakdown, you know, during 2020, you probably had to have a pretty rigid structure with yourself. Like, okay, I'm going to get up. I'm going to do some yoga. I'm going to do some anxiety management. I'm going to go for my walk, eat a healthy breakfast. You know, like, we had this, like, structure. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that structure, but I think sometimes when we're in a state of survival, our structures become rigid because it becomes, like, a coping mechanism for that survival, that survival vibe. And there's something about 2023 where it's not so much about being in survival mode. And it's not to say that structures aren't important, but I think becoming a little bit more fluid with ourselves kind of relates back to, Katie, what you said, like this sort of middle ground between spontaneity and discipline. And if we're too disciplined and we're too rigid with how we're setting ourselves up this year, like, gotta do this, gotta do that, blah, blah, we're gonna almost miss the magic of Jupiter in Aries. Yeah, like, save that for quarter three, quarter four, when Jupiter is in Taurus, you know, and Venus is in retrograde. Like, that'll be more when we start, you know, gathering the fruit of the risks we took and kind of start reorganizing it into the material world again, right? But for now, don't waste this energy by, being too abrasive with yourself, or holding yourself to such a high expectation that high expectation is actually self-sabotage, like, in disguise, you know? Because sometimes we do that. We subconsciously sabotage ourselves by, like, saying, like, I must do this. And then we make something, like, unattainable for ourselves, right? Lauren, you said, this card makes me think about tending to the inner child so we feel safe to take a risk. The Queen of Pentacles. That is so true. That is so, so true. I'm interested to hear any other intuitive hits, like the fact that we got Queen of Pentacles upright and Queen of Swords reverse. Anybody else kind of feel into what these, sort of guidance cards for quarter one and quarter two could be? But that was kind of my take on it. Which is funny, because my card for the January 2023 is the Queen of Swords. So I was thinking about... the other thing about the Queen of Swords that we could talk about is... on the flip side, the Queen of Swords is really... has a really strong sense of self-trust, and just refuses to abandon herself. And I think sometimes when Jupiter is like, woo, let's go, like, let's have fun. Yes, like, we do say yes to more things, but we don't abandon ourselves or our dream in order to say yes. Like, the yeses that we're giving has something to do with the story of our manifestations, right? Like, we're not just saying yes to some crazy ploy or this, you know, crazy thing that actually has nothing to do with what we want to build, you know? It'd be like, you know, I know there's some book writers here, like, it'd be like, I don't know, saying yes to, to somewhere that, to a trip where, this is dumb, but like saying yes to, going on a vacation to an island that has no pens, no paper, no internet, no laptops. So it's like, why would we take the risk? Like, yeah, that island's probably beautiful, but also it has nothing to do with what I'm actually trying to do. That kind of feels Queen of Swordsy as well. Katie, you said, I saw first the card challenging spontaneity and the Queen of Swords as channeling and dealing with too much discipline. Yeah, yep. For both, I saw it as being in co-creation with the universe, not taking it all on. Almost like passivity, but not passive, just listening. That is such a good point. I love that. And that, I'm glad you brought that up, because I will say this first month of 2023 is challenging in the sense of how much passivity is kind of being required of us in a weird way, because even though Jupiter is in Aries right now, I mean, currently Jupiter is answering to Mars, who's still in retrograde, you know. Technically, as we speak, Mars is just, like, pretty much not moving. He's kind of stuck at his stationary degree, 8 degrees Gemini. So, like, while Mars is still really slow, it's not quite the peak of Jupiter and Aries energy. That's going to be more like March, you know? And also Mercury's in retrograde. Like, we're starting the year with some pretty slow energy. And while we may be tempted to buy into the sort of societal conditioning that we should quote unquote be doing la di da di da di da right now, keep in mind that more the vibe right now is more like trust in the slowness, and there are still things to be done in this slowness, like make your vision board, you know, do the things that you can, but don't put so much pressure on yourself to completely begin something right now that you can trust will come, I think, once Mars kind of exits, once Mars speeds up again. And I can check for you guys, because I think, does Mars station this week? Shit. Yeah, Mars does station this. By the way, guys, you know, this Mars stationing direct this week, it's not gonna be the vibe of, oh, I'm stepping on the gas. It's really not that. I mean, in my opinion, Mars is staying at 8 degrees for a while. Oh, wait, hang on, let's see. Okay, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay, Friday of this week, January 13th, Mars will station direct, or maybe it's January 12th, I see you, St. Vesta. So, like, Thursday, Friday, Mars is stationing, okay? But, you know, as I look at this, Mars will stay, you know, at 8 degrees Gemini, until January 25th. Mars doesn't even get out of his stationary degree until January 25th. And even then, he's going slow. Like, I would say that Mars doesn't even begin to pick up his speed again until the first week of February. Okay? First, second week of February. So don't put so much pressure on yourself right now. It's kind of like we do have to trust in the timing of everything, especially right now. We have these big ideas. We're making our vision boards. But we're also trusting if we hear from our higher self or our inner self or whatever, the universe, that it's not quite the time to launch this. For sure, listen. I mean, for sure, listen. I wouldn't recommend beginning something completely new, launching something completely new at this moment. Like, don't get me wrong, that time is coming. I mean, by March, this will be cleared. But that is my tea. That's my tea for quarter one and quarter two of 2023. I hope that helped in some way. Would love to pull some cards for y'all or send you some prayers. We can send you a collective prayer. So please comment that down below. And I have here in my pinned comment, I'm not going to advertise this to everyone, but I put this in my newsletter and I'll put this here. So use the code HAPPY2023 to get 15% off any year ahead readings. And that also counts for my two full natal chart readings. So if you've wanted to go a little bit more in depth with your 2023 year ahead astrology, and that will, I would love to have you into my office. And if you've needed a little bit of a code or your budget's tight, I think that code will give you 15% off. So hopefully that'll help a few people out. So that's my tea, my friends. Lauren, let's start with Lauren. Would love an anchor card for this week. Okay. Ooh, okay, Daughter of Wands. So the first thing I heard was think less, do more. I think the key to this week is not to overthink it, because the Daughter of Wands has this fiery, just do it kind of energy, like the Nike, logo, just do it. Don't overthink things. If you find yourself, kind of getting into an indecisive soup about what chapter should I work on, or what coffee shop should I go to today, or whatever, just go. Put yourself in the momentum of having the experience and let that kind of lead you. Try not to get caught up in any overthinking stew this week. Although I will say, this probably has to do with Mars, stationing direct in Gemini. And, that is Mars retrograde in the planet of the mind. And that's going to be kind of, that might be some overthinking stew. Okay, Emma, you said, I'd love a card, no particular reason. I love that, Emma. Okay, woo. Let's see here, Emma. Okay, so you have the Hermit and the Eight of Pentacles. I think this might be confirming any feelings you've had lately about your path, and just confirming, Emma, that maybe this time is just about you, being selfish and focusing on your work and focusing on what makes you happy. And, if any relationship stuff went awry in 2022, that's okay, because what were you supposed to do? Sacrifice your path? No. You actually made the right choice in staying true to your path and choosing yourself above all. And I think Spirit is just confirming that energy, and it doesn't have to be a time when you're focusing particularly on relationships in this moment. This moment is more about the relationship that you have with yourself and your purpose and your path. So that's what I've got, Emma. Okay. Katie, you said, thanks so much, Mal. Great to have Witch Church back. I would love guidance on how to channel spontaneity and self-love. Ooh, Katie, death in reverse. Let me think about that for a second. Okay, I think the spontaneity and the self-love, like, also comes from the acknowledgement that, you know, maybe you're not quite recognizing just how much you've changed over the past couple years. Maybe there's still parts of you that, like, look at yourself in the mirror and still see, you know, the version of Katie from 2018, 2019. And I think with death in reverse, like, I think it's okay to make this completely new narrative of who Katie is in 2023. And really marinate on, really marinate on what 2023 Katie, what her narratives are and how they're different from the narratives that you've had in the past. So if anything, I think the death card is like just saying, you know, part of that is recognizing just how much you've grown and how much you have changed. Okay, Venzella, you said, can I have a card for my birthday on 1/11? Fun. That's a fun birthday, 1/11. Okay, we've got Two of Swords. This also came out in reverse. Funny how reversals, you know, come out a lot, I think, when a planet is stationing direct. Two of Swords in reverse, Venzella, feels to me like maybe you're ready to make a decision or feel more certain about a certain path that you're choosing to take. And I think it's okay to make the decision. Know that not all decisions are going to be perfect. Sometimes there isn't a 100% correct and right and perfect decision. But sometimes we just have to say yes and commit to the new thing. And commit to what feels right, even if we're not completely certain how it will work out. That's what I'm getting with the Two of Swords. Sav, you said, major upheaval in my close relationships happening right now. Some medicine on navigating this period would be appreciated. Of course. Okay, Eight of Wands. Okay, well, I think there's a sense, Sav, that right now, it's like you don't even realize how much these out of alignment relationships have been taking your energy. That's how it feels. Like, hindsight is 2020, so right now you can't quite see, like, just how much energetic, mental, emotional dollars you've been spending on these close relationships. And now that you're letting them kind of come to their expiration date, you're just gonna see how much, like, it almost feels like you're in energetic debt. like, and I think sometimes we get to this point where it's like, God, I've been trying to make this work for so long, or I've given so much of myself that now I'm in debt energetically, and I'm trying to pay my debt with, like, pieces of myself, and now I'm losing myself, you know? And I think with the Eight of Wands coming in, you're clearing some of that debt. You have your energetic dollars back. And I think now things will start happening faster than you think. Like, it's like the minute you let this relationship come to a close, whatever it is, friendship, family, partnership, it's like 2 days later, like, some job opportunity comes in that's, like, really awesome. Or, like, 2 days later, like, something happens that's really cool. And it might be bittersweet because you're grieving certain relationships, but at the same time, it's like a reflection to the of the universe, like, oh, like, energy is flowing again. So I like this for you, Sav. I'm sending you good vibes. Sam, you said, I'm very glad that you're back. Thanks, Sam. I would love a card for the week ahead. Seven of Wands in reverse. Why force it if you don't have to? Why make things hard if you don't have to? Why say yes when you could say no? Like, that's how I feel. Like, if you have big plans for the week, Sam, or you want to get a lot done, like, I know this is a week when we're sort of doing some winter cleaning. We're probably taking our Christmas decorations down. You know, we have a lot on our to-do list, and we want to get a lot done. But at the same time, Mars is stationing direct. So if things start to feel so forced that it just doesn't feel right, like, it's okay to lose that battle. Like it's okay to lose the battle with taking the Christmas tree down, you know, and try again tomorrow. It's okay to lose the battle with trying to figure out what's for dinner and just order pizza. Like, it's okay. It's okay to just surrender. And this week doesn't have to be a perfectly checked to-do list. That's how I feel. Kara, you said, you're a natal Gemini sun and Mars. My life is in ruins. Any advice for me this week, as I think the station will be jarring? Okay, Kara, I'm sending you some good vibes with that. Let's see. Okay, yeah. Okay, so it's funny that all these cards came out because, like, my life is in ruins, Ten of Swords, but look what's underneath that. Two of Wands, the Emperor, and the Nine of Pentacles. Like, it's clear to me that long term, you will look back at this moment and think, like, you know, thank God that happened, or like, thank God that came to a close, or thank God I was forced to change that thing, because now, you know, look at everything that's coming in that's leading to a greater autonomy with my life and, you know, my independence and my happiness. And I just feel like, yeah, like, it's cheesy, like, but Emperor is taking up more space. So how has this moment of quote-unquote ruin, you know, how is it confirming, though, that you are now taking up more space in your life that you ever have before? Because what if this ruin is actually you saying no to something that's not in alignment? Choosing your inner child, choosing yourself, choosing self-love, choosing your growth, choosing your spiritual path. Like, that doesn't sound like ruin to me, you know? So such good things that are underneath this moment, you know, not to invalidate any grief that might be going on right now, Kara, but I do feel strongly that 2020 vision on this moment, it'll probably be maybe even not until the summer, maybe when Mars enters Leo. But yeah, there's just something where this moment will become more and more important and more significant. Okay. Amber, you said, would you pull an animal guide for us to lead with? Yeah, I would love that. Actually, let's do that. Let's pull an animal guide for everybody for the Mars stationing direct this week, because I could really use that, quite frankly. And we'll talk about more Mars stationing direct next week too. The Tiger, love it. Pulled this as someone's animal card for 2023 the other day. The Tiger, you know, lead with the divine feminine, lead with, you know, your divine knowledge of what is right for you. Sometimes what is right is just an intuitive feeling, and your feelings about a situation or your intuitive hits about a situation are correct and right and true. That's not always the case. Sometimes we get really overly emotional about a situation, and that kind of fogs up our third eye. But I kind of have a feeling right now that, like, yeah, what we're feeling about a situation is parallel to our intuition. And don't discount your heart space right now and your third eye and how the heart space and the third eye are connected and cannot work without each other. So that's what I'm thinking here. The Tiger. Saint Vesta, you said I would love a card on what, where to focus my energy this week. Yeah, let's see here. Ooh, Saint Vesta, Two of Cups. You know, maybe right now, heartfelt connection could be healing. So if there's like a conversation you've been wanting to have with someone about, you know, your needs or even like a soft boundary you've wanted to set or like a certain thing about, I don't know, like a relationship or you just want to tell someone how much their friendship means to you, like it's kind of a good week to kind of focus on opening the heart space a little bit and connecting with others. And if you've been a little bit adverse to connection lately and a little bit more hermity, it's a good week to like schedule a lunch with a friend or try to get out there again with socializing. And you know, don't overexert yourself and listen to your own boundaries, but also, you know, people might have important reflections for you right now. Okay, Ellis, you said, I'd love a card for the week. Ellis, Five of Swords, Ten of Cups. What happens when you stop engaging in the trauma cycle of a certain connection? Oh, Ten of Cups? You mean happiness, optimism, sort of joy kind of returns? What happens when you cut the cord with a certain emotional cycle you've been engaging with? What happens when you know a situation or a person always ends up making you feel X, Y, and Z? And it never feels good. So, you know, yeah, like what happens when you stop engaging for a while and you start to really choose your own peace? That's what's coming through. Like maybe if happiness and optimism are too strong of a concept right now, how about just peace? Like how can I choose my peace, my emotional peace? Okay. Emma, you said, dang, thank you. That's so accurate. Aw. Savannah, you said, sheesh, that really hits home. Thanks, Mel, for validation and support. I've missed Witch Church so much. Glad I could be here today. Aw. And, oh, Sam, you said, thanks, Mel. We're literally taking the tree down. So I'll see what happens. And yeah, me and my roommate took the Christmas decorations down too. And you said, holy smoky, thanks Mal. you're so welcome. Oh, Lilith goes into Leo today. That's interesting. Thanks for reminding of that, Vesta. You are the queen of the asteroids here. All right, friends. So much love to you. So glad we got to connect today. Let me know how things are going. And we'll see how this week goes. Again, that code down there, happy 2023, I think is good until Tuesday. So if you've been wanting to book a year ahead, go ahead and use that code. I definitely have some openings in my books this week. And besides that, I'm sending lots of love to you all for this Mars stationing week. And we'll talk about that more next week, okay? All right. Thanks, guys.